Hi, and welcome to episode number 31 of The Spectrum. This was recorded on November 5th, right? Today's the 5th?
Yes.
November 5th, 2025. Today we're here at the RISE Center of the ARE in Winchester, Virginia, and we're going to be talking to folks that work there and learn about what the ARE and RISE Center is. So let's start with you, Katie. What's your role here at the ARE?
Well, my name's Katie Vance. I'm the Executive Director of ARE.
Mm-hmm. And Matt?
My name is Matt Baracker. I am a non-medical case manager at ARE, and I am also the co-director of the RISE Center.
So let's start with some basic things. What is the ARE?
So ARE stands for AIDS Response Effort. We've been around for, it'll be 35 years next year. We are an AIDS service organization, so we provide medical and non-medical case management for individuals living with HIV. We also have a testing program, so we do HIV, STI, and hepatitis C testing and linkage to care. And then a few years ago, we had a housing program for the general public, and we made a decision that it didn't make sense for us as an agency to continue providing that. So we worked hard to transition that program over to Horizon Goodwill. And in its place, we opened the RISE Center, which is an LGBTQ plus center.
Let's talk about the medical side of things for a moment. What sort of services does the ARE provide?
So in a typical year, we would provide medical transportation, copay assistance, dental assistance, food pantry assistance. What else is on our list?
Psychosocial support.
Yes.
Dental vision.
So you're not actually providing those services, but connecting people and helping people afford those services. Is that correct?
We are currently in a budget cut. And so we are providing medical case management and continuing to support people in the best way that we can. We received a few different grants to be able to provide some copay assistance so that people can get their medical care taken care of and to cover our food pantry. But currently, we are just providing the opportunity for people to connect with our medical case manager, stay connected to medical and non-medical case managers, and make sure that they are remaining adherent to their meds.
Matt, you said you did non-medical case management, so that's the sort of thing that you do?
Yes.
If someone were to come here for help, what would that process be like?
So we do an eligibility process for clients that are seeking services, which would require certain documents and criteria to access our services, like proof of residency, proof of income. Once eligibility is determined, they would be connected to a medical or non-medical case manager. The way that works is there's different tiers and levels of need. So medical case management is level 2 and 3. So someone that may be newly diagnosed or never been in care before that needs a little bit of extra support. And non-medical case managers, you know, the ones that have been living with HIV, they don't have a ton of needs, but may need help getting medication or maybe have food insecurity and need access to our food pantry. So they're lower level of need, but the need is still there. And that's how we determine the tiers.
About how many people do you support right now?
We annually support about 100 people, and that's different people every year, just depending on whether or not they're utilizing our services. So I'd say there's probably about 100 to 115 clients that we serve with our case management program.
And if somebody wanted to get in contact with you, how would they do that? Through your website?
Yeah, they can just go through our website or they can call us. Most of the people that we have come in and use our testing services, and then they are referred to care immediately if they do test positive. But they can call our main line or they can reach out to any of our medical or non-medical case managers in the office, and we will get them through the eligibility process.
How did this RISE Center come to be?
As Katie said previously, we used to offer housing programs for the general public, and it got really tricky because we've always been an HIV services organization, and it really felt like we were running two separate nonprofits. So we did a lot of internal work and lots of behind the scenes planning and deciding, you know, who are we? We had a little bit of an identity crisis. Are we a housing agency? Are we an HIV service agency? We were essentially both. And then we decided to, after many, many discussions and many years of planning, we decided to transition our housing programs over to a housing agency because that just made more sense to us. The RISE Center came to be. We had some questions about why is an HIV agency opening an LGBTQ center, because we don't want to add to the stigma of queer people and HIV, and we know that they're very separate issues. But we felt that it's irresponsible to talk about one without the other because of the huge impacts that HIV has had on the queer community. And we've been supporting the queer community from the very beginning.
And what is the very beginning? How long has the ARE been around?
We've been an official organization as of 2026. It'll be 35 years. Before that, we were just a group of volunteers through Valley Health that were providing support needs from folks who were essentially dying from AIDS-related illnesses and providing a buddy system, care, support, time with people, clothing, food, things like that. And we have grown from just a group of volunteers to a full-blown agency that's been around for 35 years now.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
How much community do you see in the area? Obviously, you saw the need for a center, so there must be, at least here in Winchester, a fairly large community. What's your assessment of that?
Yeah, we've had nothing but positive support, and all of our events, our social events and support events, have had new faces almost every time. We work really closely with an LGBTQ social group, Rainbow Ridge Social Club, and they are a social group in the Shenandoah Valley, and I think they have close to 1,000 members. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a need and a lot of community here. We just decided that we needed a space.
They had held a first event, which was a Friendsgiving, before we even opened or tore down the walls in this building. And they expected 10 people to show up. They had 50 people show up at their first event. And we're very excited that we were opening this space. And so it just goes to show that it's been needed and wanted in the community.
Yeah. What's the footprint for the RISE Center? What areas do you serve?
So right now, our agency as a whole, AIDS Response Effort, serves the entire Lord Fairfax Health District. Right now, the center covers Winchester and Frederick County, but we will serve anybody who comes through our doors.
For people that aren't familiar, like me, actually, what is the Lord Fairfax Health District?
Frederick County, Winchester, Clark County, Warren County, Front Royal, Shenandoah County, and Page County.
Okay, so that's a pretty large area.
It is a large area. We always joke. We always leave out one county when we're saying it. So, yeah.
How long has this space been open?
This has now been open since our official opening date was June 30th of 2025. So it's been open almost 6 months now.
What sorts of things happen here?
So we have a food pantry, and we have a LGBTQ resource library that has almost 1,000 books. It's really impressive. We keep it in our vault because this is an old bank building, so that's kind of a little play on words. We have a gender-affirming clothing closet downstairs. We have several support affinity groups. So we have affinity groups for different spokes of the queer umbrella. They're kind of a mix between social and support groups, trans and non-binary. We have an Aero Ace group, a polyamory group, different groups for different identities. We have a lot of social groups as well. We have monthly gatherings for like game nights, Dungeons and Dragons meetups. We have a Stitch and Bitch, which is one of my favorites, coffee and coloring every other Friday. So just events that get people in the door and show them that the support is here and to meet people.
And that all happens right here in this space?
Yes.
When we look at the kinds of turnout you get for these things, 2025 has been a challenging year for the LGBT plus community, especially the trans community. Oh, what's your impression of how people are handling these attacks? I know that you're a 501c3 and non-political, but I'm just talking about how people are reacting to this and how the center supports them in that.
For the affinity groups, and jump in if I'm wrong, we don't monitor them per se. A staff member is available on site, but we let the groups meet as their own being so that they have the safe space to talk freely without concern that someone might be listening. So I don't have a lot of feedback from the different groups, but I know that the our trans and non-binary group is one of our biggest.
Oh, you mentioned the library. So how does that work? Does somebody come in and browse through your library and they just check out a book like at a regular library?
Yes. All of our books are donation-based. Everything here has been funded through donations. We don't receive any funding for the center. The library is available anytime we're open. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Anybody can come in and check out a book. Books are typically checked out for a month at a time. And we have different topics, different age ranges, everywhere from baby books to young adult nonfiction to adult fiction, nonfiction. Our library team has worked really, really hard to make sure that there is different books for different identities and that everybody's covered.
That sounds pretty amazing. What do you see as the biggest challenge for your organization going forward into 2026? Obviously, you mentioned that funding has been an issue. Mm-hmm. Is that your biggest issue for the future?
100%. Funding right now has just been cut at the state level. There are rebates that the Virginia Department of Health used to receive that they're not so much receiving anymore. And so we received a big cut to our Ryan White program, which is our HIV case management program this year. And we're expected to receive more cuts. We don't know what the government shutdown will do in terms of whether or not we're able to draw down funding. It's our understanding that we're able to draw down for the rest of the grant year, but that ends in March. Other programs are being cut across the board. And it's not just our agency that's being cut. It's other agencies in the city of Winchester. I mean, there's over 300 nonprofits in this community. And with SNAP benefits being cut, our local food pantries are being overrun. And a lot of our clients use those. And there is just a lack of funding available to support the community as a whole. So I think that's our biggest issue. And I would say that the attacks on trans people is the other biggest issue that we are facing. And of course, we're not a political organization. We're a human service organization. We care about the humans who come through our door. And the impact on the people we're serving, I think, is very heavy. And we are just trying to provide as much support as we can right now. And we are interested to see what the next year will bring.
If I'm understanding correctly, a lot of the budget cuts have been because of federal cuts that have then come down to the state level and then down to us?
Not quite yet. So our current cut that we've received out of our Ryan White Medical Case Management Program is based on rebates that the Virginia Department of Health used to receive through a pharmaceutical company, I believe, and those rebates were cut. And so as a result, a lot of the funding to agencies like ours was cut significantly. Some agencies received 100% cut and had to close their doors across the state.
I see. So it's not just a federal issue. It's happening at the state level.
It's happening at the state level too. I'm not even sure how federal funding cuts are going to impact us yet. So, yeah.
With that in mind, how can people support the ARE and the RISE Center?
I mean, I always say money.
Yeah.
Well, I think we need funding. You know, we employ at least 11 people at our agency right now. We're working on hiring two more. And so keeping our doors open in order to provide the services that we provide and that are very crucial to the community. For example, our STI testing staff can test anyone for free in the community, even if they're asymptomatic and aren't showing any symptoms. Whereas if they go to their local urgent care, most places, most insurances will not cover STI testing without symptoms. And so they actually send folks to us to get full panel STI testing. And that's really needed in our community. People need to know their status. They need to understand that and have important conversations about sexual health in our community. And these impacts trickle down to everyone in our community. So I would say money is the most important thing, but food pantry donations are the next one. We don't ask any demographic information for our food pantry. Anyone can come in. So we're asking people to please bring in any non-perishable food that they're willing to give out to our community. Clothing closet donations are important, as Virginia is a huge employer of federal workers who are now currently not working and looking for places to supplement resources in our clothing closet is going to be one of those places. Book donations. And what else can you think of?
Volunteer time.
Yes.
All of our programs are volunteer-led, so if anybody is seeking volunteer opportunities, our website has our volunteer application, and that would come to us, and we hold monthly volunteer meetings the third Wednesday of every month, so that is a time for new volunteers to come and get oriented with the space and learn more about the program, and also for existing volunteer groups to get together with their teams and work on projects and overall projects for the agency.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to donate, they can go to your website and donate money that way. And for physical things, they can bring them here to the RISE Center.
Yes.
What question haven't I asked that you think is important? Matt, put you on the spot first.
We talked about the food pantry. We talked about the closet, the library, the affinity groups.
for the affinity groups, someone just looks at the schedule and says, I'm going to show up for this. They don't need to register or anything like that?
No registration is required. All of our groups are posted on our website. We have a calendar on our website as well as on our social medias. Everything is on Facebook and Instagram. Just show up. No registration required.
And now that I've derailed your thought process.
No, I mean, I think that's important to note because people don't want to share their information necessarily if they're joining those groups. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's important to know they can just show up.
Katie, is there anything that you think we haven't talked about that's important?
I want to mention our prevention programming that I didn't mention. So we have a comprehensive harm reduction program, which is in our community, and they work specifically with people who inject drugs. And they hand out sterile syringes, Narcan, wound care kits, safe use supplies, jackets, gloves, hats. They have a van that goes into the community, and that's a really cool program. They also do rapid HIV and Hep C testing on the van. And so that's been a great community. We have a PrEP program, and the PrEP program is through MISTR. PrEP is the preventative medication for HIV. And so we recommend that folks in our community get on PrEP, and we can provide some of the testing for that and the support to take that medication and use that medication. And we also do condom distribution in the community to prevent transmission of STIs and HIV. So.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I hope we can drum up some support for your organization.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Yeah.